fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and the Jethro FM Country with a Twist family of stations. Yeah, we just keep expanding, Bob. It's kind of cool. We're all over this great state of Michigan. What's cooking in your world?
Well, got a couple weddings this summer. My boys, Jordan got married a year ago, but it was a small wedding, and he didn't really want to do the reception. So we're doing a big reception here in March, and then Alex gets married later on in the year. So you've been through one wedding already,
right? Well,
probably more than that.
Yeah,
if we count yours.
No, we'll be we'll step up and help you in any way we can, because I know when Jordan's party is not at your house, but are you doing the food or are they going to be doing that outside?
They've got that catered, but the cool thing is Jordan's pretty sly. You know, he's an actuary, right? So he's always crunching numbers. So he got this place that'll allow you to bring in caterers, and of course they're catering the meal. He took it easy on me.
Right.
But he said, well, we can bring our hors d'oeuvres, but you have to be a licensed caterer. And I was thinking, I said, yeah, we got that.
Don't worry. Right, yeah. So we'll have some fun with cooking up some appetizers for him, and that'll be a good time.
Yeah.
But we are booking events. As your graduation planning is starting to happen now,
yes,
with the families, this is something that we're really good at, and it's really reasonably priced, is barbecue, because here's a couple things about it. Usually when you do an open house, it's for a period of time, 3, 4, 5 hours, whatever it is you want to do. Barbecue holds wonderfully in a chafing pan, unlike a pizza that's cold in 15 minutes after it shows up.
Right.
We can keep the barbecue hot from the minute it starts to the minute it ends, and the sides the same way.
And if you don't have chafing pans, we can bring you a low-end affordable kit that we get from Gordon's. They're under $100 for 2 or 3 pans, and you can keep your sides warm, your meat warm. But I'll tell you this, what I've discovered is everybody starts off, you know, because they've been to an event of ours or whatever, they want the whole McGill. And then when they get the quote, I get an email back from the dad saying, hey, you know, maybe we could.
Yeah.
So I trim off everything, but we keep, you know, the beans and the cheesy potatoes and the pulled pork, and then they're happy. It's still a bigger number than they were thinking, because when you're the parent, you're always hoping you can get it done for a few $100.
Right.
But you tell me 150 people are coming.
Right.
I got to feed 150 of your friends, and we don't bring mediocre anything. So you will find somebody cheaper than us. There's no doubt. You just won't necessarily find better food. And so you got to make the call. Do we want good food, or do we want to just get by as cheaply as possible? If you want to get by as cheaply as possible, here's the tip. Ham sandwich.
Right.
Yeah. That's what all your friends are doing.
But, you know, you can budget $12 to $20 depending on what you want per person is a round number. You know, it all varies by food costs when we're doing it. It's volatile right now. I've seen pork butt for $1.59 and $2.79 a pound and everything in between. Well, figure it out. That impacts the price of everything.
And then, I would say this, though. The 12, I don't know how the 12 could ever happen.
Well, if you want pulled pork, right, sandwiches, and you don't want sides, is where I'm going.
Okay.
I've done these with main course, and well, you know, mom will put out some other stuff that she made.
That's a great idea.
Right, we're happy to do that as
well. And maybe you just want to go to the supermarket and get your buns. Maybe you don't want the beautiful buns from the Schnitz.
Right, yep. All kinds of options. And so the purpose of talking about that is that don't think you can't afford it. But two, we have tons of flexibility. We'll do as little or as much as you want, but everything comes with a number, right? And we'll give you that number, and we'll stick to that number.
I've got another tip. You're going to have a basket full of cards with cash in them.
Right. Yeah, right. Junior. Yeah, you won this party, right? Yeah, no.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so busy booking events. And, of course, the weather's real janky this winter. It's not. It's trying to be winter again, but, you know, we've had this strange phenomenon around the world that's, I don't know, I'm still pretty convinced that our polarity's shifting. I mean, I know the North Pole's shifting, but it's messing things up. It was colder when my wife is in Tennessee than it was in Michigan.
Yeah, I heard that. I talked to somebody down there for work, and they were saying that it was 5 degrees or something. Yeah. I'm like, man, we haven't had one of those
okay
yet.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
They've had it made too long.
Right. One of our board of directors, Chaz Thompson, the Baritone of Beer, he's on the national ice fishing team. Well, he's taken a hiatus from the trip this year. But my point is I was talking to him last night about some things, and he's going to Cadillac this weekend to ice fish. And he swears that there's ice on Lake Cadillac and Lake Mitchell enough to fish on. And I'm thinking, man, that's not that far north of Grand Rapids.
Well, wait a minute, though. It's not, but do you know that Cadillac is like one of the highest points in the Lower Peninsula?
No, I didn't know that.
It is. It's always colder in Cadillac. I think that should be on their city sign.
Right. Yeah. Welcome summertime, right? Yeah. But
So the Grand Rapids Museum, the old children's museum, was like in this weird little spot near Cherry and Division. And in there, they had this beautiful giant table with a 3D fiberglass.
Topographical of Michigan. Yeah, I remember that.
It was
that.
So cool. And then I looked at this one high spot, and it's like, wow, that's right near where I grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I never knew that. I just thought it was always cold.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You don't get a nosebleed. It's not that high.
Right. Yeah. But it.
But you don't get cockroaches either.
But certainly, I mean, we got listeners in Cadillac. If you're out there, be careful. But on the other hand, I'd love to do some ice fishing. I'd love to do it. I don't do it avidly like Chaz does, but there's no chance down here.
I would love to go too, because I have those beautiful ice fishing boots that I bought from Chaz. They're from Finland or somewhere. He got them when he was on one of his tours.
Right.
And they're phenomenal. They've got this little cool cleat that drops out of the heel, and I mean, I'm ready for it. I've got my Stormy Cromer mittens. And
you know, you're in camo on the ice, Bob, because you wear that white Stormy Cromer hat. Nobody can see you out there.
No, they won't see my head.
Sneaking up on the fish. Man,
who's the headless guy out there?
Right, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to talk about proteins today, and we've got a guest on the show, another guy on our board of directors. We haven't talked to T-Gid in months, it seems like, and he's from Lafayette, Louisiana. He owns a grilling company. Grill manufacturer, rather, and then he also
he does a whole bunch of things. He's got a lot
of stuff going on. So he'll be on the show a little bit later. We're going to talk about maybe some Super Bowl planning near the end, and then we're going to just see, you know, what we can do with the might live a little high on the hog, because we're going to talk about some different cuts on the hog that we're going to have, and do you smoke it, grill it, whatever, man. So
all right,
should be a lot of
cool
fun. But anyway, are you, when we get to the lobster, I'm just not that guy. You're going to have to run with
the
that.
The cockroach of the ocean?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not that guy. I can take it or leave it. I really don't care.
Well, I didn't grow up with it, that's for sure.
Right.
And we did always have a cow and a pig in the freezer, but that was pretty good living for us. We weren't highfalutin folks.
Yeah, well, that was a long time ago, though. But, I mean, now you've lived a whole nother life on your own. And, you know, so is it, I just
you start traveling the world and you have all sorts of things you thought you'd never eat.
Right.
Let me take raw fish, for example. You could have told me that before I went in the military, and I'd have told you, forget it.
Right.
And then I went to Asia.
Yeah. Where they make it really well.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. This is good. Huh?
But I talked to, T-Gid, once or twice a month, maybe, and, he's busy repping for a grill manufacturer called The Blaze.
Oh, really?
And he's all over the place, but he's the perfect guy to do that, because he's just like me and Rob Russell. When he's going around pumping product, he can actually cook.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Makes a difference.
He's awesome.
Makes a difference.
He's so fun.
So I got a quick story for you, just real quick. My wife is online and sees one of these liquidators that are selling, you know, they buy the skids of stuff and then they sell the stuff off it. She's got a Bull, B-U-L-L, Bull brand grill.
Yeah.
And it's on there. It starts at $250. She looks up the model number, and it's a $1,700 grill. She bids on it, and she wins it at $300. So she thinks, wow, I got dropped this great grill. I mean, it's gas. It was a grill head. You had to install it. We get there. There was a folding chair in the box. The liquidator, the grill was not there. They just looked at the box, took a picture of it, and put it online. They never opened the box. That's what was inside the box. So we didn't have to pay for it.
Good.
We walked away. But anyway.
Good, because it's not a great grill.
Right. Coming up next, it's we're going to get high on the hog. Stick with us. We'll be back.